Day 24, this is the WSGW Morning Team Show. Dave, Pat, Art, Charlie, and most importantly, you.
What a beautiful noise coming up from the street. Got a beautiful sound. It's got a beautiful beat. It's a beautiful noise going on everywhere, like the clickety-clack of a train on a track. It's got rhythm to spare.
Neil Diamond, of course.
It's a beautiful noise.
Recognizable vocal talents.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, you're with Dave and Pat and Charlie at this time. Art will be with us after the 8:30 news.
As a hand in a cloud. Yes, it does.
I know the story came out a couple days ago, but I don't think we had a chance to talk about the fact that Neil Diamond is one of the latest artists to sell his music catalog.
Oh, I missed this.
Oh, did you miss that?
Yes, I did.
Oh, I'm sorry. Universal Music Group, which, after nearly a decade in business with UMG, as Neil says, I'm thankful for the trust and respect that we have built together. And I feel confident in the knowledge that UMG will continue to represent my catalog and my future releases. My future releases?
Our future. Whoa. All right.
Said the 81-year-old Grammy Award-winning singer, who, of course, had to stop performing live because of his Parkinson's disease. Now, what's interesting here, there is no financial...
Oh, no, we don't have any details there.
I've checked a couple of stories.
And I guess it's more than $10.
Yeah. They make a comparison. They said, for example, Sting, who just sold his music catalog to Universal... is a deal reportedly worth $300 million.
Hmm. Yeah.
Love Sting. However, if Sting was worth $300 million,
yeah, what's Neil Diamond worth?
Well, I don't know. They're both kind of close there, I would say. Well,
for the record sales that he has and also for all the hits he has through other artists.
That's the thing. He did write so many songs for other people. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a good point.
And good point. The reason why I used A Beautiful Noise is, remember coming up in June, a Broadway show titled The Neil Diamond Musical, A Beautiful Noise, will open, and UMG will be benefactoring from that as well.
I see.
Oh, so that's why he has for future things, because he could be writing things as opposed to singing.
Right.
Oh, and did I also mention, too, along with his music catalog that we're all aware of, there are also 110 unreleased tracks.
Aha, there you go.
And an unreleased album.
Oh, I'll be darned.
And some long-form videos never seen before.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Suddenly that number is going up as far as the price.
Wow. So in case you have not been diamondized yet,
there are still
chances.
The whole diamond mine has been discovered. Wow. And there's no reference here of maybe releasing some of this, when it might happen, if it's going to happen, and what's going on. But you'd like to think at some point you'd hear those kinds of tracks.
Yeah.
I mean, he wouldn't be the first artist. I mean, how many artists have always had those tracks that you never heard before, the unreleased tracks?
Right.
You know, the Beatles, for example.
True, right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, had some great music that was released years after.
Yep.
You thought you had heard everything from them.
Yep. Wow. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah,
very cool.
This just happened the other day, a couple of days ago, I think I heard about it. I never heard a total. I'd love to see it, though. Love to know what it's worth.
Oh, I always say, next to Van Morrison's performance in The Last Waltz, that was the movie about the documentary about the band. I'd say the second best performance in that documentary is Neil Diamond's.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Crowd's into it. You can tell Robbie Robertson and the band, they're all into it, too. Yeah, Neil was good in that one. So those of you who've watched it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And you can find that on YouTube and all that.
Well, I forgot about that. I mean, he's got not just the singing, but also the acting that he did, too.
Right. But No acting, in that one. Right. Yeah. But I know what you mean. Yeah, he did that, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Man of many, many, many talents.
81 years old, apparently still going strong.
Wow.
Neil Diamond.